What a blessing. All right. Well, tonight, before we get started, of course, it's across the country, and we're going to be talking about a lot of this tomorrow and giving tools to seniors.
Yes.
Our Senior Saints meeting tomorrow. Is tomorrow.
At 11:30.
And perfect timing. And but
don't talk everything.
Yeah, well, we ain't going to give them the information yet. But anyhow, so tomorrow will be a great meeting. We've got some good information. But we have all heard in some way about Savannah Guthrie, who actually she is a host on NBC Today Show and has been involved with other media things all over the years. And her mother was abducted. And it's really touched the hearts of people all over the country. And so we want to just put up some prayers. And the Lord put in my heart, we put up some prayers. God will be able to have them angels go and take care of business here. Yeah. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. So let's humble ourselves, and we got our own needs, but let's humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from our own ways that are not right, and he will hear from heaven, he'll heal the land, forgive us of our sins. But let's pray.
And it's really good when we take the time to pray, especially when they ask for prayer.
Right.
And she has asked for people to pray and really to come in agreement with them that their mother will come home.
Well, you know, and this is really sort of how God put in my heart. I haven't talked about it a whole lot, but it's still in the development stage about just One Star. You know, the outreach to the media and to those in the entertainment business to be able to help them to understand that you may think you're a star, but there's just one star. And that's the morning star, Jesus Christ. And so we need to help folks in the media, and thank God she is asking for prayers. And her mother, you know, thank God she was going to church, because that's how they found out that she was missing, because some of the folks that she know at church contacted the authorities and said, hey, listen, she didn't make it to church. That ain't regular. Something's going on here. It could have been days later. It could have been Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's why
before
your church family is
that's
important.
Right. This is your family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, you know, and I want to speak to you single women, and we have some powerful single women in this church. You need to know this is your family, and you need to call on the church if you got a need for help or whatever with that household. You don't need to be out there by yourself. And, you know, from the standpoint feeling like you have no family.
And don't feel bad when, you know, because I usually do ask.
Yeah.
Joyce knows that. I'll say, is so-and-so here tonight? Is so-and-so? And because
we should check on one another.
We should. And so, right. And because that's exactly how they heard that
right.
She was missing.
She missed
Sunday
service.
Because she missed Sunday service, and some of the members at the church got a hold of her family and
that's
said
right.
She didn't arrive at church. Like
right.
She always
and so down
so she must have been a regular, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that also
well,
tells
at,
you,
at,
you know,
abnormal.
And I don't know why older women, and I'm not just saying older women, but women in general, especially with children, why won't you use the church? I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense to me. You're raising those kids. You need father figures around those kids that are going to be positive, and they're all around the church. They're here. They need to be able to have a feeling like they have a father if they don't have one. And that's how the pastor or one of the youth leaders could be in their lives. I just don't understand it. And then as you get older, you don't need to be alone. Now, I played for you a song that I told you we'd listen to it for 2 days called Never Alone. In fact, we played it not too long ago because God put in my heart, this is your home and you should never feel alone for the rest of your life. And I talked to you even about how God allowed me to have that feeling when I went through hell and back for 6.5 years and ended up in the bottomless pit and all this other stuff and saw the lake of fire. I mean, it was just a lonely feeling. There's nothing there, nobody there, and you're not in control of anything. So as a believer, and I'm preaching to the choir because y'all are here, but, you know, for those of you watching my live stream, you need to get back into the church because you really need that family. Because it
people
is important.
People need to know who you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Be known in your church so that people will miss you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God. Now, I think it's time to share that testimony. Well, in fact, we had one of our single ladies. Well, she was married. I don't know if she still is.
No, she's not married.
She's not married. But anyhow, okay. She shared a testimony with us. Now, how many remember us praying over and believing for canceled debt? Mm-hmm. I told you it's already started, but here goes one. This is not ours. This is somebody else's.
This came in yesterday at 7:47 a.m. And I did call her and got permission to read it tonight. It says, I give God all the praise and glory. Pastor, Mrs. Shorter, I want you to know that your teachings have not fallen on deaf ears. Through prayer, faith, and believing, with no doubt that what we ask for in Jesus' name has already been granted. On February the 2nd, 2026, I have been blessed with debt cancellation of $80,000. Thank you for your dedication, your energy, your prayers, and your love, Tina Cole.
Thank God.
So come on, let's rejoice. We are to rejoice with each other.
I told you, God said it's canceled.
We don't have any haters in here. We know how to rejoice with each other.
Who wants to be next? Who wants to be next? Get that. That's right.
$80,000. That's all right. Praise God for that.
That's a tither and a giver now. That's a tither and a giver.
Praise God for that. Amen.
Praise God. So here's what the Bible says here in Romans chapter 1. Let's go to that now. And let's see what it says. Because, see, why would you be what it's saying, I am not? It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. With all that God has blessed us with, why would we be ashamed of the gospel? For it is the power to cancel debt. It is the power to salvation, to save you to the uttermost. For everyone, it's for you too, who believes. This is Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. For everyone, say everyone.
Everyone.
It's for everyone. Say it's for everyone.
Everyone.
Say the gospel is for everyone.
Everyone.
Say the good news is for everyone.
Everyone.
Don't even worry about sharing it with people. You should just share it because it's for everyone. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and for the Greek, or for those that are of the Jewish background, Hebrews, as well as for those that are in the world. That's what it's saying. The Greek is considered those in the world. They are not part of the covenant of God concerning Israel from the standpoint of being
you
saved that way.
You got to show some of these pictures. Because I think you have pictures
of
Greece too, right?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, you love Greece, didn't you? Yeah, she loved
The little Greek girl that I met. Took a picture with her.
They're a little strange to me, but anyhow, their language is very strange. Their writing is strange. That's why people say it's Greek to me, because it is a real strange
really
language.
Really fleshly type of culture.
Yeah, it is.
Though.
It is a very fleshly type culture. But it was a lot of fun going to Greece, as well as Turkey and all those other countries that we went to. Yeah, remind me. We've got thousands of photos that you need to see what the places are like. But anyhow, it's for the Greek as well as the Jews. For in that the righteousness of God, okay, in it the righteousness of God is revealed. In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall do what? First of all, I like to say the just should live. You shouldn't act like you're dead. The just shall what?
Live.
You ought to live it up. You ought to be living it up. You shouldn't need the world anymore. If you're justified, I like to say it just means justified, and justified means just as if I never sinned. He doesn't see your sin anymore. Then you should live it up. You should enjoy your life. And I don't mean go back to sin to live it up. The just shall live by faith, shall live by faith. They getting out there getting drunk, high, taking drugs, can't think of what their name is and all this kind of stuff, forgot who they were married to and everything else. I mean, you know, that's not fun. What's fun is to be able to enjoy the joy. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
The just shall live by faith. Now, I got to teach a little bit on this. Go with me, please. Hold on one second here. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
The just shall live by what?
Faith.
Say it again. Say, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
The just shall live by what?
Faith.
The just shall live by what?
Faith.
Hebrews 11:1. Go to Hebrews 11:1, all right? Because we got to know what we're talking about. When you say faith, you are saying the word of God. You might as well say the word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11 and 1. I got to teach some basics on faith right now. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you ever are going to have hope, have faith, it starts with hope. You need to be hoping for something. This is why it's not good for you to just be, I'm just satisfied. I don't need nothing. Well, then start believing God for other people. You get that blessed. You're blessed to be a blessing, so why not be a blessing to other people? To the point where you're so blessed until you don't have to believe God for nothing, for nobody, because you're just thinking about yourself.
Yeah. In other words, if you got so many clothes and, boy, I just don't need any more clothes, well, that's a good time to say, well, I'm going to clothe somebody else. Amen. See, that's a practical thing to do. Mm-hmm. I got so much food in this house. Well, you can buy groceries for someone else.
That's right.
You know, I did this before. I've only done it once, but the Lord put in my heart this lady in front of me. She was, trying to buy her groceries, and she was calling the bank or trying to say, I do have the money in there, because her car kept being rejected, And so the Lord put in my heart, buy her groceries. And so I told the cash register lady, I said, I'm going to buy her groceries. So, and the lady looked at me. She said, what? I said, yeah, I'm going to just buy your groceries, okay? So don't worry about it. I said, and so she said, are you kidding? She said, I do have the money and stuff. I just seen my card is not working or something. I said, no, I'm going to just buy groceries. And I told her, I said, but you remember one thing. I want you to never forget. Okay, never forget this. So I'm a Christian, and that's why the Lord put in my heart to buy you some groceries. Okay, your groceries. I said, but if you ever are in a conversation, you're hearing people criticize Christians, I want you to remember this day. Mm. And say there are some good Christians, mm-hmm. too, that want to do people good. Mm-hmm. They want to bless people. So I want you to remember this, okay? And she said, I will. I'll never forget this. Thank you. And she was really kind, and she was genuine and stuff like that. But that was a blessing that I was able to do that. And it was a good thing. It wasn't that much. But mm-hmm. I thought I just wanted to make you guys laugh. Come on, laugh. But anyway.
Sister. Okay.
Said something. So that's the only reason that.
No.
And I don't tell that story. I can remember
last
time.
Yeah, but okay. But it's hard to tell a story.
Well, I know.
You did it whether they know it or not.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's practical because you're saying you're so blessed. We're so blessed we can be a blessing to other people in so many different ways.
We just did this again. We were on a mini ministry trip, doing some ministry training and that kind of stuff. And one of the preachers from Word of Faith Christian Center in Detroit, Keith Butler, they put him right behind us in the restaurant.
Oh.
And he had just preached at the conference that we were at. And so the Lord said, buy his dinner. Buy him. It was him, his wife, and his daughter and son-in-law. Son and daughter-in-law. Anyhow, so it was Keith Butler, and the Lord said, just buy all of them their dinner. So, I told the little girl at the table, getting the food for them. I said, don't tell them, we're going to buy it. We ended up buying. I mean, they didn't buy that much, but but anyhow, we bought it, and he was like, who did that? Who did that? And I said, I don't care if they ask, you can tell them. So he came up and said, now, and before he could say something, I said, you just fed me? Why can't I feed you? Because he preached some good words. And so we should be a blessing. And he turned around, handed me his business card. He said, if you ever need anything, Pastor Shorter, you call me. I said, all right, bro. I'll remember that one. But, it's a blessing to be a blessing. And so faith is not just for you. You can use your faith to bless a lot of people. And that's why Abraham is known as the father of faith. And it says, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed through you, Abraham. Well, through his lineage, both physically through the Hebrews, as well as spiritually through us that have been grafted in to the Jewish way of life. So you need to know that the just shall first just need to live. You need to have some life. You need to have life about you. You should be excited. You should not be sitting around moping around, wondering what's going to happen. You should be excited. You should be the life of the party. You should be the one that's, you know, happy for the reason of Christ. Because Christ ain't nothing to worry about. If this thing is over tomorrow, you go to heaven. That ain't no demotion, you know. So praise God. But he's got a future and a hope for you. And so the just need to live it up. We'll get the attention of the world that's trying to live it up. We'll get their attention by us enjoying our lives because the just shall live by faith. Now, faith is a substance. Faith is a substance. I want to say faith is a substance, but it is the substance. You don't use no other substance to be able to get the things that you don't see besides faith. Faith for the believer is the substance we use. If there was a mixture that we needed, faith would be the main mixture that goes in to make sure that we get what we're looking for that we don't see yet. So God wants you to believe for things you don't see yet. That's faith. And so if you already see it, find somebody that's trying to see something that they don't see, they're hoping for.
Right, and sometimes we're like, why can't God tell me everything? Because if he did, then you wouldn't have to use faith.
That's right.
So that's, God wants us to use faith because it will please him.
That's right. That's in this,
so without faith, you cannot please God.
So I want to give you just some basics here, and we're going to move on quickly because we got to get into some real serious stuff. It says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, things hoped for, things hoped for, things hoped for. Don't put your hope. That's where gambling gets messed up because you're putting your hope in 7-Eleven. You're putting it in, you know, my horse is coming in, and, you know, all that's chance. See, God don't want you to be in the chance. He wants you to know when you put your faith in the word of God, it's got to come to pass because God cannot lie. He can't lie. And so I'm not going down to casino, have them roll the dice for me and all this old stupid stuff. I grew up with gamblers. I'm not going to do that because I want to know for a fact what's going to happen. And God's word is forever settled in heaven. You can't get to it to change it because it's a forever settled in heaven. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Come on now. I think I'm preaching tonight. Serious. I mean, you need to get this way. You need to get bold about the whole thing. Because the world is stupid. They don't know what they're doing. They can't even figure out what gender they are. Now, and I was going to bring some articles. I'll do it next week. I told you all this was all phony. Now, all those doctors that were mutilating those children are being sued. And the AMA has come out. The American Medical Association came out today and said that gender transforming for children is not good. And we shouldn't do it. Now, we got a bunch of doctors, I hope it's not your physician, shaking in their boots because they're going to get sued for malpractice. Now, you're an adult. This is adult class, right? I'm going to say it. I told my wife this. I'll tell you what you do. You telling me you're a man and you're actually a woman. You were born a woman, but now you're going to tell me you're a man. Show me your sperm count. What's your sperm count, ma'am? Men have a sperm count. When you put it on a microscope, they can tell you how much testosterone and how much your virility is. That's serious. You talking about you're a man and just because you shave your head and you know, try to muscle up like a man. You ain't no man. You ain't no man. You still having menstrual cycles. Unless you take all that stupid medicine they gave you that you need to sue them for. This is my assignment. Don't look at me. I'm assigned to say this because there ain't nobody else going to say it. Okay, you're in the medical field. You about to say something? Yes. Yeah, MultiCare shut theirs down this week. It's in the newspaper. It's public knowledge. Right. Now, I don't usually bring up the newspaper, but I'm telling you, it's in the Tacoma News Tribune.
Just yesterday.
They shut it down. They announced that they are shutting down their gender-affirming clinics or what they're going to do with Mary Bridge Children's Hospital.
I think that's the prayers of the
saints. Thank God. Thank you, MultiCare. Thank you.
That's the prayers of the saints, though, Don. That's the prayers of the
that's
saints.
That's right.
I think our prayers are being answered.
But we told you, see, because I'm just going back to that the word is the truth. We told you that was a lie. You know, and if a dude want to talk about he's now a woman, show me your eggs that you ovulate. Go to the doctor. Prove you ovulating. Prove you having a cycle where eggs are there. This is science. This ain't weird. This is science. This is what happens to physical bodies. Sperm count is science. This is science. I love science, technology, engineering, and math. That's why we have a STEM program. That's right. Yes, God created that. And so you're trying to pervert the thing and say just because you took some stupid medicine or you shaved your head or you all of a sudden grew some hair like a woman that you're a woman. You're not. And now kids that were mutilated by doctors that's supposed to protect us are suing them. One just got $2 million. And she said that ain't enough for me cutting my breast off when I was 15 years old. Will never have the breast that she's supposed to have to nurture a child. Folks, this is serious. Now, you can sit there and get quiet if you want to, but I ain't worried about it. I tell the truth. And you know, some people are out there saying, finally, somebody going to tell the truth. Somebody going to tell the truth. Because I'm not saying out of anger. I'm only angry because people can get deceived from the truth. God created Adam and Eve, and that's it. Ain't nobody else create nothing else. There ain't nobody else been created. Ain't no Martians coming here. It's just Adam and Eve. That's all we got. There's nothing else. After that, the book was closed. What? No other creation made. That's it. Adam and Eve and angels. Or fallen angels. Demons. Whatever. That's it. That's all you got. You ain't got nothing else. Read the book. You can't find no other creation of any other kind of being a human being. That is so basic. And I started saying this because, you know, I don't even want to hear about people telling about God don't worry. I mean, you look at what this woman, we spoke the word over this congregation, we're still speaking it, that your debts are canceled. Whether you know it or not, they're canceled. This woman got $80,000 2 days ago. Canceled. $80,000. Canceled. That's the kind of girl God I want to serve. It takes faith, though. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. She was hoping for that debt to be canceled. Now it's the evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence of what she didn't see. She got that thing canceled in Jesus' name. Come on now. How'd you like your car and all your debts and credit cards and everything paid off?
That's what she says on here, too. She said, I want you to know that your teachings have not fallen on deaf ears through prayer. So she did use faith. Through prayer, faith, and believing. Hmm. With no doubt that we ask for in Jesus' name have already been granted. So she's using her faith.
Okay, so faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's might as well go to second all the way down to the third and fourth, maybe even sixth verse. But let's continue. It says, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. You can obtain a good testimony too by using faith. I mean, where God is testifying of you. I'm not talking about some people are testifying. God will testify. God will be telling people. That's one of my children. They use faith. Everybody else using casinos and everything else. You using faith. You see what I mean? You got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not half of your heart. And then the other heart's on the casino. Okay. And they don't know. They don't know no better. I mean, they just don't know. You know, they just don't know. They don't know. You know, and I heard something up the other day, speaking of casinos, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to contact the state of Washington, that there are corporations that are donating 10% of their profits to the Indian tribes and casinos because this land was first the Indians. Now, I don't know how true that is, but, you know, it was a news group that I do trust that said that that's what's happening in the state of Washington. They got it wrong. This land was was not the Indians. It was first God's. You need to pay that 10% to the church. The earth is the Lord. I can show you in scripture. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and everybody that dwells in it. God, this is God. This ain't the Indians. Now, I love, my mom was part Cherokee. I got some Cherokee in me. I got French Cherokee. I got a little bit of everything. Ain't nowhere to stop. So I have nothing against the Native Americans, and God knows they were dogged. So I don't have a problem with that. But if you really want to pay whose land it really was that now you have your corporation sitting on, Amazon and all you big companies, pay it to the church because it was God's first. Now, am I right about it?
That's right.
And I'm not mad about it, but we just misunderstand things.
But that just goes to show that we need to recognize God first. And
that's right.
Why the Bible says,
and the Indians
first.
Were here before the Europeans were here and yeah. before the Africans were,
right.
were brought in.
But seek
but
first.
But God was here before they were here. I rest my case on that. By faith, we understand that the world's, here we go. We're framed by the word of God. God created the worlds, not the Native Americans. Thank God that they were here doing their best. And then the Europeans came over and took over and brought the black folks in there, do all the work. And they did do a lot of the work. And I'm glad I'm in America. I don't have a problem with that. You know, thank God I live in America. The richest country and the best country on the world, in the world. So it says, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. In other words, if you can see it, it wasn't made by anything seen. God made everything you see with faith. He spoke it into existence, including us. He said, let us make man. He had to speak it before he could do it. And then us was Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God was in his creative ministry. And so he created man. Yes, ma'am. Did you have something else? Okay. So I'm just saying we need to know where things really came from. And thank God that they honor that somebody had this before me, and I'm going to pay them 10% of my corporate profits or whatever. And I don't know how true that is, but that's what I heard on news reports, that 10% of their corporate profits for a lot of companies in the state of Washington, maybe other states, pay it to the Native American tribes because they're using their land, as it were. They took over their land. America took over their land. It's sort of, I call it guilt money. But anyhow, they took over their land, and so they pay that to them. But I'm saying if you really want to pay whose land it really is, you need to give it to God's house. Because it was God's first. Because God, we understand that the worlds were made, including the land that the Amazon and everybody else is sitting on, by the word of God. God spoke it into existence. You all sure are timid tonight. You look, or maybe you're just learning. Maybe you're trying to get it. Or maybe you don't believe it. Whatever. I don't know. So, and the Lord told me to bring in the articles, and I forgot to bring them because I said I'm not going to preach the newspaper, but you need to see these things concerning the transgender thing, everybody getting sued and all that kind of stuff, and the AMA and what they're saying.
But, you know, if they want to do that, I mean, that's their business.
Yeah, they can do what they want to do. But, I ain't stopping them. They're not going to stop because of what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know what I thought about, though? The thing is that's fine, but... They should give something to the church because the church is here in a community to help people and stuff. But a lot of secular corporations, they won't give anything to the church.
That's what the Spirit of God just said right before you said that. Said the reason why I got you saying this.
They want to do that, fine,
policies.
But they should give. If they're giving out something, they should bless churches as well.
They've got policies that they will not give to religious organizations.
I know that.
You try to get a grant from them, They will not give to religious organizations.
I think it was somebody in here was telling us about that, that they were, they heard about, I think it was, well, I won't say the large corporation, I won't say their name, but real large corporation, if I say the name, everybody would know about it, and plus you use some of their stuff. But anyway, that the pastor of the church actually stood up because the pastor, they wrote a letter to this large corporation, let them know they were doing this project, and if they can, you know, give to the project because it's going to help the community or something. And they wrote them the letter back to that church, and the pastor stood up and read the letter from this very large corporation and said, we don't give to no religious organization, and so we're not going to give you guys anything, et cetera, et cetera. And so, I mean, that's their choices, but that's why it really takes Christians, believers, to love God enough to take care of his program.
No, that's not true.
Because the
only.
World, what?
That's not true. Only.
What? What?
That's not true.
What?
That's not, the Bible says.
What are you saying?
The wealth of the sinner.
Well, I know, but I'm not
wait
talking.
A minute.
I know, but let me finish
the
my statement,
the,
though.
Wealth of the sinner.
Yeah, let me finish
okay,
my statement,
on.
Though. But this is just, this is my belief, okay? That, but I believe that the world, well, I was trying to say the letter because you sort of threw me off track, that they say they're not going to give anything to the church. And most of the corporation, secular corporation, because we've experienced some stuff like that too through when I was doing Kathy's Kids.
Right.
And a lot of secular corporations, unless they're Christian, because you could be a Christian and have a corporation that's not. Well, if you're a Christian, no matter, let me say it like this. I'm trying to say a lot of stuff. If you're a Christian, then if you own a business, your business is a Christian business, really, in a sense. But if you're a Christian and you have a business, you're not going to cater to, if you have a profit, let me explain this, a profit-making business. Because we're a nonprofit, okay? But if you are in business to make a profit, then, of course, you can't just cater to Christian people. You're going to have worldly people buy your products and everything else. And so, and there's nothing wrong with that is what I'm saying. But if you're the owner of that business, then you can bless the church. You can give a percentage of your business, your profit to the church. But
thus,
what I was trying to
excellence
say.
Excellence in business.
Yeah.
God said he wants his own millionaires
right.
and billionaires.
But what I'm saying is a lot of corporations, they won't even consider giving to a religious corporation. Now, we can use our faith for what the Bible says, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And we should be confessing that the wealth of the sinner is going to come, you know, that wealth is going to come to me in Jesus' name. But I was talking about just, you know, without. Did I explain that really
yeah,
good?
Yeah, that's
okay.
good.
Okay.
Let's go to Proverbs. I want you to see this.
You understand what I was saying, though?
Of course.
Because we put that in our prayer guide now. We added that in our prayer guide that the wealth of the sinners laid up for the just. Plus another one. What's the other one? Intercessors, you guys. Wealth and riches shall be in your house.
Yeah.
And we're praying for this congregation.
Proverbs,
those are the scriptures we're praying over you guys.
That's
hello?
Right.
Are yep. you excited that we're praying for you?
We are.
We're not praying that poverty is coming to your house.
We're calling your names in Jesus' name.
Yeah, we're praying that the wealth, wealth and riches are in the household of those that are members of this church. So we get excited, the intercessors. Thank you, intercessors.
We love
our supporters. Sometimes we don't thank you enough.
We appreciate it. Now, go to Proverbs 13:22, because I want you to see this in the Bible. Because a lot of times, we forget that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Go to the King James Version on that. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. So we have to know how to operate in this world as not being of this world. And so you hear stuff like this, and it's like, what are you talking about? We're Christians. Well, you need to understand that because it may come through your hands. I'll tell you like Jesse Duplantis said. Jesse Duplantis said, because it says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He said, the wealth of the sinner is not in the church. You wait for the wealth of the sinner in the church. It's not in the church. The wealth of the sinner is in the world. And he said, I just had a guy give me $1 million to our ministry that hates me. He hates church. He hates God. But he said he had to give him $1 million to his ministry. And he said, so God knows how to talk to people to help with the kingdom of God. And he controls the heart of the king. Okay, now, but I want you to see this, that I'm not just throwing out stuff, that I'm giving you the word of God. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's a good man. He's waiting to be able to leave something, not to his children only, but his children's children, which is his grandchildren. That's a good man. Instead of running away from them, trying to wait until they turn 18 so you don't have to pay no child support. That's not a good man, okay? That's a joker, okay? That's a jive turkey. It says, but a good man leaves, is looking forward to leaving an inheritance to his children's children. Remember, the Bible says that there's two masters, money and God, mammon and God. So the person that can't leave anything for their grandchildren, we want to leave as much as we can for them. We start savings accounts for them and all this kind of stuff. You know, we have money waiting for them when they graduate. And it says, and the wealth of the sinner. Now, I just told you that you're the just. The just shall live by faith. And the wealth of the sinner, all the ones that won't serve God, is laid up for the just. Go back to first chapter of Romans, chapter 1 and verse number 16. Who are the just? The just shall live, 1:16. Is that correct? The just shall live by faith. So the just are people that live by faith. How many in this place are living by faith? Then the wealth of the sinner is laid up for you. I'm not just saying stuff, folks. When you get the realization of this, you won't be hating people out in the world that's rich.
Well, you always will hate.
Well, you're gonna. I know you're gonna take it to the other side. You're supposed to balance me out, and I appreciate that. But you got to get to the point to realize that God will use even the sinner to help the saints. And this is why I say it shouldn't be strange for these corporations to say, "Well, we're giving some away anyhow. Why don't we give 10% away to some churches?" Let's change the whole process. They come up with the rules. They come up with their own bylaws for their corporations. They can do what they want to do. There's no law against a corporation. You know, we own corporations. There's no law against our LLCs or whatever in giving to the church. Sometimes we write checks to the church out of our LLC. We have some business people in here that write checks to the church out of their corporations. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no law against that. And I'm trying to help you to understand. You are the one that you're the just that's living by faith that should be the one that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for. Now, when you get it, you got to know what to do with it.
That's right.
And that's why a lot of times it don't come to believers, because first of all, they think if it came to them, it just came to them. You are a channel of blessings. You are not just to be blessed. You are blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be. I'm blessed to be. I'm blessed to be. I'm not blessed to just be blessed. I'm blessed to be a blessing. So when you see yourself as a funnel and not as a catch basin that catches everything and hold it, you're not a swamp. There's a difference between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. They're close to each other over there in the Middle East, but one has an opening that lets out water and takes in water. That's the Sea of Galilee. But of course, the Dead Sea, the reason it's the Dead Sea is because it won't let out. There's nothing that comes out of the Dead Sea.
But there are minerals in there.
I know. That's because it's been collecting all the minerals
the
all
the time.
People
were coming. Where's Margaret? You remember that, Margaret? The people were coming out of the water, and they had mud all over them. I said, what are these people?
They want to get into the minerals.
What is going on with
Lord,
this?
Help us
and
today.
Then we found out the minerals are really rich in that mud.
Well, because it's been collecting minerals. It doesn't let anything out. But that's not how you want to be. You want to be one that receives
right.
and
Amen.
Flows. Yep. You got to get into the flow.
That's right.
Come on now. I'm talking about getting in the flow. Okay, so let's go back to where we were. Let's go back to Hebrews once again. Let's go all the way back to that. And then we're going to leave it alone, and then we're going to go and finish off the rest of what we need to do here, because we got to get some serious, Okay, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. You just got to accept that God just created everything with his word. I ain't thinking about no Darwin and plasma out of the swamp and all that crazy stuff and monkeys and all that. That's not what happened. Okay, it's a lie. Okay, and most folks are saying it's a lie anyhow. They don't teach it as much. For by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made by things which are visible. You use the word to bring about the invisible things you can't see. You can't see your health, your healing, you use the word to bring it. You don't see the money to pay off that $80,000 in debt, you use your faith to bring it. Okay? Let's continue on. Okay? You just bring it. Bring it. Say bring it.
So in other words, us unseen things are what we use our faith for.
That's right. If you don't have it, and then, go to Romans 4:17. Romans 4:17. Because you have to bring it. You bring it by what you say. Because faith has to come out your mouth. That's the first place that it operates out of. Faith comes out of your mouth. How are you going to express that you got faith? It's how you talk. Look, it says, as it is written, I have made you, Abraham. I don't have time to go through all the background, but this is what God said to Abraham. I have made you a father of many nations. This man had no children. So he had zero. The visibility was not there. There was no children visible. And God said, I have made you, while he was still without children, a father of many nations. How are you going to be a father of many nations and you ain't got a little boy? I have made you a father of many nations. See, and this is why we got to believe God when we don't have nothing. You ain't got nothing. And God start talking to you. Most important thing you can get tonight is a relationship with God.
Also, you might want to insert that word impossibility, too.
Right. We're going
to
get to that.
It was impossible for right. him to have a child.
It was impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:37. Write that down. Luke 1:37. Anytime somebody starts saying, well, you know, that's impossible. No, it's not. With God. You add God, it's not impossible any longer. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:37. Okay? It says, I have made you. I have already made you. A father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. Who did he believe? God. Well, what about this God who gives life to the dead? His body, Abraham's body was dead. Your marriage may be dead. Your children may act like they're dead. You may feel like you're dead. I felt like I was dead. I felt for 6.5 years. I was dead. I'm just a dead man walking. Because of what they did to me. I just couldn't, I wasn't myself. And I was just like, I might as well just catch up with what I really feel. But this woman and all y'all kept praying, and pastors all over the country was kept praying, and the devil had to give it up in Jesus' name. Praise God. I've made you father of many nations. You are already made into something that people cannot see. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man what God has, what he got waiting for you. There's some stuff God's got waiting for this church. It's going to blow you absolutely out of the water. Just like this lady is blown out of the water. $80,000. Canceled. That's a lot for an individual. In the presence of him whom he believed. Who do you believe? He believed God. Who do you believe?
God.
Who, what does he do? Gives life to the dead and calls those things, underlying things, which do not exist as though they did. So you've got to speak it. You got to call those things that do not exist as if they did. You talk crazy when you know God said you got it. So that's why when people ask you, how you doing? And you got the flu and the flu's cousin, and you sitting there feeling terrible, you don't sit there, well, I'm sick. No, we don't want to know what you feel like. We want to know what you believe. I believe I received my healing. That confession of faith is what takes you out of that sickness and helps you to receive that wellness in your body. Because we can already see, it's visible that you're sick. Why would you keep saying that? You don't want more sickness. Don't call more sickness. Call yourself what you be not. You be not well. This is how God talks. It's God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. He just plumb just say it like it's already there, and he know it ain't. Until people think you're crazy, they started calling us the blab it and grab it couple. All our relatives, blab it and grab it. Then they started saying, well, y'all the millionaires. I said, I disagree with you in Jesus' name. And we wasn't a bit more a million nothing at the time. You the millionaire couple. I know y'all the millionaires when we first started out in faith. We just said, we just agree with you. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for having faith along with us. We believe we receive. You think it's some teasing
some
me.
Of them
you ain't teasing me. You helping me.
Some of them that called us names are in the church today.
Wouldn't say
we talk
about
Janice once in
Heinemann
a while.
And
yeah, we
Heinemann.
Won't talk about them. They're in the church today. We talk about it though sometimes. Yeah. They say, man, we really
they
believe
remind
you
us.
Guys were really just out, really out there.
Here's how silly it was. So. Deacon Heinemann, who is one of our works in security also here, and wears a little earpiece, you know, so they can communicate in the building. When he came to this church for the very first time, we had just started using these communications devices because we don't want to be yelling, hey, brother, bring the offering container over here. We don't want to do that. You just whisper in the little thing, push your button, and talk. Okay, when he came and we were using that, along with teaching that God has you speak those things that be not as though they were.
It's 20-some years ago.
He came and said, they're a cult. They're on radios. They're a cult. Now watch what he has on Sunday.
He laughs about it all the time.
He's running around here like a cult member. Which he's one of the first ones to put it. He's the first one here, usually, with putting the thing in his ear. But God knows that we need to speak those things that be not. As though they, or speak, say it like it, even if it didn't exist, act like it did. Did you hear what I said? Now drop down here to verse number 4. Let's go to 4 first. Oh, no, not 4. Let's go back over to Hebrews chapter 11. I gotta drop one more thing on you. Okay, Hebrews 11, and let's look at 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. He used faith when he did that. Through faith, he obtained witness that he was righteous. Because when you use faith, it makes you righteous. God counts that. You're righteous. Okay? God testifying of his gifts. Not Cain's gift, because he gave it with a wrong attitude. But of Abel's gift. Does God testify about your gifts? God testifying about his gifts. Can you see that in the word? Why? Because he uses faith that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. In other words, we're still preaching about him. Amen. Next verse, verse number 5. It says, by faith Enoch was taken. Enoch is him and Elijah are the only two that are known that just disappeared besides Jesus. Enoch had a relationship with God so much where he believed God so much and God enjoyed his company so much until I like to say it this way, God just snatched him across the timeline. He said, I can't take it no more. You're going to come with me. You cannot find a grave for Enoch because he has such a relationship with God. He talked like God. He acted like God. He believed God. And God couldn't take it anymore and I just couldn't see it. He just said, that's it. You're coming with me. That's it. You're out of here. And there is no grave for Enoch. I mean, I want that kind of relationship, don't you, where God, you and God is just so tight. You just believe what he says, and he's talking to you, and you talking back, and just hearing what he's saying, just cracking up, and what he's talking about is going to happen to you because nobody can believe it but you and God. But he just couldn't take it with Enoch. Enoch was a different person. He just took him. He was taken. And see, and people say, well, the Lord took my mother. No, he did not, because we know she's got a grave. If he was, this is the person that was taken, snatched across the timeline. He did. God is not a taker. He may have received your mother, but he didn't take her. And see, people be mad all their life because they think that God took their uncle, took their grandpa, took their grandma. God don't take nobody. God is not a thief. God will receive them. And the Spirit of God is on me as I say this. Because some of you need to get free because you've been mad at God in the back of your mind for a long time thinking that God took whoever that was that left untimely, at an untimely time in your life, you need to stop blaming God for that. The only one he took, the Bible says he took, was Enoch. And if your relative was taken by God, God needed another flower in his God in heaven. No, he didn't. That's a lie, too. Been to them funerals where they just sit up there and lie. Them preachers don't know what to say. Because half of them won't read the Bible and tell you what the Bible says. No, God didn't want no flower. First of all, your relative wasn't a flower. It's a person. Stupid. God needed another flower in his garden in heaven. See, and we just do things because we think it's going to help somebody, you know. It's ignorant. And so, you know, and I have these, where we went to church and associated a lot, you had to sit in the front. All the preachers sit in the front, try not to fall asleep. You know, sit in the front. And you sitting there on the platform looking at the people, and the people looking at you the whole time. And you hear.
You guys would fall asleep.
You hear somebody
Some of you
saying something like that.
Up there.
And it's so hard to keep a straight face without saying, man, shut up. That ain't right. Don't say that, preacher. Preach the word. Don't say God needed another flower or, you know, he just couldn't. No, God received that person, but he didn't take him. Because people get mad when things are taken from them. But Enoch was taken so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, three times he says this, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Well, how do you please God? Verse number 6. Then we'll leave it right here. Look at what it says. He pleased God. He had to be a man of faith. Look at verse number 6, please. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So he must have had faith. That's how Enoch pleased God. And so if we have faith, meaning that we believe for things that we cannot see presently, you please God. You don't just please yourself. You believe him for a better life, a better way of living, a better whatever, a better for your neighbor, better for your parents, better for your spouse, better for better, 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 better. If you believe in that, that pleases God. It doesn't just please you when you get it. The faith is what pleases God. The stuff is what pleases you. So you believe him for something, that's going to please you. But God is pleased when you use the faith to get that. And he says things consistently about this. Okay, let me move on. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. That's where most people start and stop. That he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You diligently seek him by believing his word by faith. So you shouldn't stay somewhere in some whole depression. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Spend your time seeking him. Make it a hobby. Make it a job. Make it your second career. You retire, hey, make that your new job. I'm going to seek the Lord. He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. God takes good care of you. If you diligently seek him, he can't help himself. He's going to bless your socks off. And then give you some new socks by faith, okay? Socks you've never seen before. Invisible socks you've been believing for. I'm serious. This is so real. This is more real to me than, you know, breathing air, really, because I know what God has done in our lives and in this ministry. So tonight, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
The just shall live by faith. Go back to Romans. I got to drop one scripture there so we can say at least we made progress a little bit. We'll be done in 3 minutes, according to the clock, 2.5 minutes. It says, verse number 17, for it is the righteousness of God is, for the righteousness of God is revealed from what?
Faith.
To what?
Faith.
So how much do we need faith? So it says, the just shall, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Okay, next verse, please. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. How much ungodliness? All ungodliness. Now he's changing the channel on you. And unrighteousness of men who suppress that faith. They don't tell you the truth. They suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And this is why I'm saying the doctors lied. to those little 15-year-old, 13-year-old, 12-year-old kids and mutilated their bodies. They suppressed the truth. They told them, you are actually a girl when you're a boy. You are actually a boy when you're a girl. That is not true. And they know it's not true. You didn't make yourself. You can't make yourself a male or female. You can't even make yourself into a person. You didn't cause yourself to get here. God allowed you to get here. And who says some doctor that went to 12 years of school can all of a sudden poof you into another gender? And now the AMA agrees with me, so I can preach it strong. It's not true. And see, that's suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. And it caused a lot of hurts. I'm just thankful that it's exposed and that people are now seeing the truth. Now, it wasn't a lot of people that got involved with this, but enough to be able to cause the country to have, to be talking about it nationwide. It's just been crazy. Schools and school districts and doctor's offices and all this kind of stuff over this foolishness. It's just foolishness. Next verse, I'm going to read one more verse. But, I mean, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. See, deep down inside, we know what's right. People know when they're, you don't have to be a Christian to know you sinned. That's why sinners come to Christ. Because even before they become Christians, they know that they committed sin. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. God shows us. You can look at, we were looking at the moon driving home the other night from church, and a full moon. And it's like, we start talking about that's the lesser light. That's what the Bible calls that. That's the lesser light. And it's just like amazing. It's like, you got to look up there, especially with a full moon, and it's lighting up the whole city or whatever. You got to look up there and say, who put that thing up there? I mean, you know, and then Kathy, she said, you know, if we were on the moon, we'd be able to look at the earth and see it hanging here. I said, yeah, but it would be much bigger than the moon. We'd be looking like this. Look at that big old blue marble out there called the earth. God does all this stuff because you need to know. You know what's right. You know, you don't have to be a Christian to know you stole that stuff. You know inside. You know when it was wrong. You know what you did was not right. Even little children, you know what I mean? They got in the cookie jar. And then all of a sudden, they want to act like they ain't know what. What'd I do? You know what you did, and you're getting the spanking for it, too. Well, that's old. You ain't do that
anymore.
Yeah,
we had that little thing going, right? As kids, who stole the cookie from the cookie jar.
You stole the cookie from the cookie jar. Did you get something tonight?
We used to sing that. I see it. We're not the only one.
Okay, good. You get something out of this tonight? Father, we come to you. We just seal it in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the word that we have received. I pray that their souls prosper because of the word that they've heard, that they prosper, be in health as their soul prospers. And I pray, God, tonight that their soul will prosper as they hear this truth and live in it in Jesus' name. And, Father, we bind the works of the enemy that would try to confuse us from our faith. In Jesus' name, we call it done. Amen. Go ahead, Ms. Shorter. Let's do that
confession. Come on,
let's confession.
Stand and make a confession of faith. And let's just stand and make a confession of faith and say, I will.
I will.
Walk by faith.
Walk by faith.
And not by sight.
Not by sight.
I believe. Without faith.
Without faith.
It is impossible. To please God.
Please God.
God.
My desire.
Is to please you.
And I will.
Walk by faith.
Trusting you.
With all my heart.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, let's praise the Lord.
Thank God for it.